This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. The big news in Brazil this year was supposed to be the Summer Olympic Games, scheduled to start in August. But the countdown to the big event has been overshadowed by the outbreak of the Zika virus. The disease has spread rapidly in Brazil and beyond. It's believed to be linked to a rise in cases of microcephaly in newborns.
Our next guest says, given the threat of Zika, the International Olympic Committee should be ready for a change of plans, moving, postponing, or canceling the Rio Olympics. He's co-written two pieces recently on the Forbes website. Lee Eagle joins us now. He's clinical associate professor and co-director of sports and society at the New York University School of Professional Studies, also an associate of the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Lee, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Good afternoon. Good to talk with you.
Make the case for us, Lee. Why do you want to see a change of plans for the Brazil Olympics?
Well, the real piece of it is that you've got in Brazil a tough economy, a turbulent economy, a turbulent political environment. Both of those are sitting on top of a really tough social situation. And to add to that, an Olympic Games and all that goes into that, that's one story. And then add to all of that this Zika virus outbreak, and you've got something completely different. The questions are, where are you going to put resources? Where are you going to put financial resources? Where are you going to put human resources?
So shouldn't we leave it to, I don't know, individual athletes and tourists to decide if games are worth going, if how they feel about that that resource division?
Well, there's certainly everybody is responsible for himself or herself, but there's got to be some thinking from the decision makers in organizations like the International Olympic Committee, maybe even in the individual nations' Olympic associations, certainly in the Brazilian government, and really for any stakeholders like sponsors and anybody who's got a real hand in the Olympics. To think through and start to make decisions about what extent it's really advisable to go through with it, and realize that there's a tall order there in even suggesting to suspend or postpone the Olympics, no less to cancel them. But this is there's a real human situation, a human condition here that's got to be considered.
Some people would say this is overreaction, maybe a panic based on this disease that in a world of many diseases maybe isn't as bad as some others.
Well, the tough thing is that there's a lot about Zika that we know. It's been around for a number of decades, but there's plenty more about it that we don't know. So this is a virus that's already spreading, and bringing people into Brazil, having them move around Brazil, and then many of them going back out just adds to a problem that if you speak to people in Brazil, especially in the areas where the virus is really at an outbreak state, there's real reason to be concerned.
The head of the World Health Organization's Zika response team said last week there's a bit of good news. August is winter in Brazil. Mosquito activity should be down. That should slow down the spread of the disease. He says, hey, Brazil can host a fantastic Olympics. Does that go anywhere to reassure you that maybe this should go ahead as planned?
Well, again, if you break apart all these issues, then they're really probably shouldn't be too much concern, because the Brazilians are actually quite good at managing a virus outbreak like this. They've done it before. The question really is about one thing on top of another, on top of another, on top of another, on top of another. So it's you just look at Brazil's economic situation, which Brazil is going through its worst economic time since the 1930s. That's really doing some turbulent things to the politics there. Socially, Brazil is having a tough time, and to put the Olympics there in the first place is one thing. There's an enormous amount of coordination that goes into it. Certainly stress on the infrastructure, on healthcare systems and the like. But now we're seeing stories, for example, about Olympic venues where there were promises that the filthy water would be cleaned up. And at this point, this many months far out, they sort of thrown up their hands and said, we're not going to be able to get it done. It's just not going to happen. So the kinds of things that we're looking at is taking this sort of, if you will, a perfect storm with the economy, with the politics, with the social condition, putting an Olympics in the mix, and then this virus outbreak. Again, if you break all of those apart, there's a good argument that they're manageable. Put them all together, now we're talking about a different story.
Talking to Lee Eagle from New York University, he's making the case that in Brazil, amidst the Zika virus, and he says other problems going on there, we should be thinking, the International Olympic Committee should be thinking of postponing, moving, canceling maybe the Rio Olympics. So, Lee, you're talking about this, you know, where do the resources go with the conditions already there, with the Zika virus, but a lot of the resources have already gone. A lot has already gone into building the sites, changing the infrastructure there. And so that's, I guess, going to all be lost if this gets canceled or moved. So is that an incentive to keep this on track as planned?
Well, you can go ahead and continue going with it. And I think, you know, by the looks of it, knowing how these things go and the decision makers involved, you know, barring something catastrophic and unforeseen, the Olympics will go on. But to that, you know, we're not talking about something that has to do with just money and how much is going to get lost if the Olympics don't go on. There's a real human situation that's got to be considered here, and it really is a question of money versus people.
Well, big picture, isn't that always an argument and a balancing act in the Olympics, wherever they are? There's concerns about people being relocated from often low-income areas to build the infrastructure. That's happened in Rio. It's happened elsewhere. Concerns that, hey, money could be better spent on local social, economic, health conditions. I mean, ultimately, we could question any Olympic site just about.
Sure, and tell you, I'm actually a big believer that sports is a pathway to development and it can be done in a productive way. So these are good things that can happen. It takes longer to see some of the softer kind of thing. People tend to look at economic impact studies and make decisions off of that. My approach is much more take the economic impact studies and then mix in human beings, people, social situations, which tends to be the soft stuff. So it's not a question of that in this situation. It's really a question of people and their health. This isn't so much a question of economics and finances as much as it is about society and people's health.
Well, on a related note, on Facebook, we heard from Sarah, who was wondering, how is this worse than other diseases transmitted by mosquitoes? Malaria, dengue, West Nile virus, yellow fever, encephalitis. Her list goes on quite a bit. So, I mean, what is it about Zika that makes it the last straw here that these other diseases we weren't thinking about?
Well, I sort of chuckled that not because any of this is funny,
sure.
But because there is a long list. Mm-hmm. Viruses, and you can sort of go, okay, enough. So you ask this great question, and it's not Zika per se. It's, again, coming back to what's going on in Brazil already, adding the Olympics to that, and then the virus outbreak. So you're really talking about further stressing infrastructure, further stressing healthcare systems, further stressing the finances that are moving in and around Brazil. And then we've got to think about all the people who would come in as tourists, here to an earlier question. It's not just about athletes who have to make a decision. And there's not an easy decision, but a clear-cut decision that women who are pregnant or who think they might become pregnant before too long probably ought not to go there on the chance of becoming infected. But we're learning more and more about this disease that certainly men who become infected can probably transfer the disease to a sexual partner. And again, we're still getting information coming in about how this disease evolves. So there's a great deal that that we actually don't know about, and it's starting to show up with some other symptoms that that hadn't really been seen before. So it's not to panic. We don't do that. We don't throw things out there. I mean, people panic. We're cautious about even writing something like Arthur Kaplan and I wrote. But it really is to put some serious caution out there about something that really hasn't, by the way, for most people in the United States, really come to cross our path. So again, talk to people in Brazil, and they'll tell you a very different story than people will hear in the United States.
Well, Lee, I was trying to think, can you think of any precedent for this kind of decision to maybe cancel a major sporting event? All I can think of is, you know, the boycott of the Olympics in the Soviet Union after the Afghanistan invasion. Not a disease issue, but something that led to a lot of countries, including the United States, bailing out of an Olympic Games. Any other precedents leap to mind for you?
Beyond that, the only other precedent we get is during a world war. During wartime, we've seen the games, postponement, cancellation, conversations around that, and that actually happening. But in the context of a virus outbreak, we haven't seen it, and so on its face, on the surface, seems kind of absurd. You know, but there is some precedent to it. The difference is, in the past, it's been political. This time, it's much more social. It's much more human.
Lee, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Very good talk with you. Thanks for having me on.
That was Lee Eagle from New York University. We've got a link to one of his pieces on Zika and the Olympics on the Central Time Facebook page.